Hey, it's James, and I'm back with another truly fresh tip of the week. So today's tip is 7 signs that your office cleaners may have given up on you and what you can do about it. Here's a little secret that some cleaning services may not want you to know. During the bidding period, some companies like to price their work so low just so that they can win the bid. However, once the contract actually begins, they start finding ways to put more money back in their pocket. So cutting corners or bringing in lower wage staff, and either of these will lead to noticeable decline in quality. So here's 7 signs that you may have fallen victim to this. Number 1, complaints have gone up and standards have gone down. So that means your office staff is complaining more about the quality of work, and just the overall appearance of the facility just doesn't wow you anymore. Number 2, communication is dwindling. Your contractor is emailing you less and less. Your primary contact keeps changing. Your complaints take forever to be responded to, if they're even responded to. Number 3, cleaning staff presence is poor. Your cleaners look like they hate working there. Not a single smile on any of their faces. They wear dirty uniforms or none at all. Worst of all, their turnover rate is so high. Like, do you even know your cleaners' names anymore? Number 4, the janitor closet is just plain gross. You walk into their closet and it smells disgusting. The place is an absolute mess. There are reused cloths hanging over the faucet and everything just seems to be covered in duct tape. What the heck? Number 5, poor supply maintenance. Supplies are always running low. No one likes reaching for the toilet paper only to find out that the dispenser is empty. Number 6, short visits. Like, we understand that with time, people get faster, but if the cleaning staff are in and out of your office in no time at all, then you better make sure that that work is being done, because if it's not, then that's number 6. Number 7, overall trust is diminishing. Complaints of missing or broken items are starting to become more frequent in your office, and staff are starting to feel uncomfortable leaving their belongings in the office overnight. So if you're starting to see that, that would be number 7. So those are the 7 signs that your office cleaners may have given up on you. So now the question is, what should you do? And here is what you should do. Number 1, meet with the vendor, discuss these issues, and try to find the causes. Use specific questions like, why do the cleaners keep changing? Why does it take 3 days for you to respond to my messages? Number 2, lay out your expectations. Go through the contract together and point out what needs work and what's not being done to the expectation. The cleaning company may genuinely not understand what is important to you, so they might be skipping some corners thinking you wouldn't even notice. So just give them sufficient time for them to make these changes prior to kicking them out and terminating them right away. Number 3, be prepared to give up on them as they have given up on you. If you do not feel comfortable after that meeting, go over the termination portion of the contract and start preparing that RFQ. Number 4, once the vendor has been notified of their termination, use that final length of time to find a more qualified cleaning company. So this is James, and that was your truly fresh tip of the week. If you need to hear it again, rewind it, play it again, play it in the car, keep listening to it, share it, whatever you need to do. Just make sure that your office cleaners haven't given up on you. Till next time, stay fresh.